You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was not. The Fox River Valley is a spectacular area. It's part of the Southwest New Zealand World Heritage Area, Te Wahi Pounamu, in the middle of a national park, dramatic landscapes and great organisation by the Department of Conservation with the support of the New Zealand Defence Force, and also huge input from the local fox community in terms of providing support through meals and accommodation that was paid for but at a discounted rate. And just it was a sense of community on a mission to protect this outstanding landscape and clean up the rubbish.
So what made the most change, do you think, the government funding, volunteers or the Defence Force?
No, I think it was the organisation of the Department of Conservation, and would like to pay great credit to the staff in the Fox office and just the commitment that they had to making sure that their home and the area was actually cleaned up. Because all of the rubbish that was eroded out of the Fox landfill had an enormous impact on the riverbed and the coast, and people want their local place clean and healthy.
And as for the dangerous waste found, like needles and medical waste, is this going to increase over time? Like, how is this going to be dealt with and if it comes in large quantities?
Well, no, there were protocols in place to ensure that if things like anything that might be asbestos was identified, that was marked, and then others with skill and the expertise to deal with that would come in and deal with it. The department set a goal of cleaning up all that was really visible. There may be other rubbish that's unearthed in future floods. There'll be monitoring done to look at that. But what Fox River has highlighted is that there is no away for our rubbish, our waste. We do need to avoid creating waste and reduce the waste we produce so that we're not putting it in places like the Fox River, which is a fantastic natural landscape, and polluting those areas.
At the rate we're going, will landfill overflows and volunteer cleanups be the new normal in this region or in New Zealand?
I hope not. I hope that landfill erosion like this is not the new normal, but am aware that there are around 100 landfills, closed landfills, that are in sites that are vulnerable from natural hazards like sea level rise, flooding, and the Ministry for the Environment is developing sort of a policy paper on that. It's part of how we respond to a changing climate with more severe weather events, with rising sea levels, and how the community and local authorities that are responsible for these landfills actually ensure that they are safe and we don't get them being eroded and the rubbish tipped into nature.
Any more comments on the clean-up?
It was a phenomenal response by the Department of Conservation and by the nearly 1,000 volunteers, removing the equivalent of 13,000 bags of household rubbish. Really meticulous, hard physical work that happened rain or snow or sun, and just really, really grateful because without all of those volunteers from overseas and around New Zealand, this work couldn't have been done. So it was a great team effort, magnificently coordinated by DOC and with huge practical support from the New Zealand Defence Force.
I was really amazed at this project.
And I guess people who've been involved and the volunteers that I spoke to in Fox just were really dedicated and had a strong vision of what they wanted to achieve, and there was a strong sense of community, everybody being united in this purpose of picking up the rubbish. And because it was caught in the log jams, it was quite meticulous having to just pick it out and sort of unearth it. So it was really hard physical work. But we also have to make sure that we try and avoid waste at home, and I think a lot of the volunteers I spoke to, including the Director General of Conservation, just those little single-serve butter containers that hotels and motels often have,
yeah.
And similarly with a little milk plastic single-serve, vowing never to use those again because a lot of those, Fox being a tourist town, ended up in the waste and then came and down into the riverbed years after the landfill had been closed.
Yeah.
So it's sort of thinking about where stuff that we use ends up. There's no away.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.